Wooden crosses in a forest. Ukrainian authorities say they mark a mass grave with as many as 440 people dead. Authorities made the discovery in the northeastern city of Izum. Forensic investigators say they will examine every body to determine the circumstances of the deaths. It is believed most were civilians, including women and children. In an address on Thursday night, President Volodymyr Zelensky said more information would be available on Friday, but accused Russia.
There will be Ukrainian and international journalists in Izium. We want the world to know what is really happening and what the Russian occupation has led to. Bucha, Mariupol, and now, unfortunately, Izium. Russia leaves death everywhere and must be held accountable for it. The world must bring Russia to real responsibility for this war. We will do everything for this.
Izium is one of dozens of towns and villages occupied by Russian forces for months, but recently retaken by Ukrainian troops in their counteroffensive in the Kharkiv region. Moscow has not commented on the graves. Ukraine and its allies accuse Russia of war crimes. Moscow has previously denied it targets civilians. But the discovery of the alleged mass graves harkens back to Bucha in late March. After Russian forces were repelled from the town, the bodies of 458 civilians were found. And in Mariupol, an estimated 21,000 people were killed during a weeks-long siege of the city that's still being held by Russian forces. Now attention turns to Izium, where it could be another reminder that it's often civilians who are paying the highest price in this war. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.